You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Well, hello, Gus.
How are you doing, Nick?
I'm good. Good to see your face.
Good to see your face, too. How's it going?
Doing really, really good. Thanks for helping me do this live yes. with you from Texas to California.
Yes. You're missing California weather?
I'm missing California weather. I'm missing the lack of bugs there, the lack of humidity yes. there. It's literally thunderstorming for the next 48 hours and the first 5 days here to Texas. We were welcomed with a lot of rain, but it's all good, you know, when you know that you're supposed to be somewhere, right. you know, it's nothing else matters. But man, I also miss the people back in California, including yourself. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing well. We had a great weekend here, the perfect weather. Can't complain about that. But definitely, we miss you guys and your family, your boys. It's been, I know, quite a journey on your end, and even for us over here, some transition and stuff, but it's been good. It's been good so far. And again, it's good to see you, good to talk to you.
Good, good. For those of you who follow me on social media, who don't know who Gus is somebody that's been my caregiver on and off for several years. What, 5 years?
Seven. Yes.
and it's been... been an incredible ride. Do you know how many countries you've done with us together, approximately?
With you, about 25 countries.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. This video is going to be saved, downloaded, and uploaded yes. to the Nick Vujicic Podcast for those of you who are watching or listening. Sorry, I'm not doing my usual monologue Monday presentation. Yeah. I just thought it would be cool to do a couple lives here and there in my transition as me and my family are moving interstate, and we'll pick it up. No interruption to the leadership series with Christine Grimm. We'll touch on that later. But just so everyone understands, the purpose of this is to kind of do a cool interaction with Gus and a download of kind of where I'm at. Gus has known me and worked with me on the road, as we've said, for 7 years, and it's been an incredible ride of going to many, many countries and trying to spread hope and love and faith throughout the world, yeah. and life has changed for many people around the world, including ours and the way that we do business, and Gus actually is somebody that's gone from a transition from a caregiver to now my podcast producer.
And yes.
So I've got my notes in front of me as well to make sure that we cover some other things. But Gus, I just want to say first and foremost, thank you for having faith in God and being a family man who, yes. you know, knows the biggest ministry is his own family.
Right.
And being my friend, man, over these years, it's been fun, Gus.
Yes, it has. It's been so much fun. So many stories.
So many stories, and I'm sure like so many people like, well, tell us one. I don't know what story you're gonna say, but I mean, I don't know what highlight you have of any highlights, but I'm curious to know if I asked you, what was the highlight in your eyes of these 7 years of traveling, being the caregiver that you've been?
That's a good question. As a caregiver, I think one of the highlights has been seeing the transition from caregiver to being part of the family, the Vujicic family, and how your wife and your boys have brought us in, not just myself, but my own boys, my own wife, and seeing how well you are at taking care of those around you. I think, honestly, that has spoken a lot to myself and to my wife, and it's something that we greatly appreciate about who you are and how you are.
Love you guys. Appreciate it. We're not the best of people in the world at all when it comes to that. But, right. you know, trying to balance. I actually was inspired by you as well with the same kind of things as well. Anyway, it's been an incredible
yes.
incredible trying time for everyone. Gus, you were there when we started discussing something that some people have actually strongly suggested about a year and a half ago. Nick, you need to do a podcast. Nick, you need to have your own show. Because I was yearning to get off the road.
Right.
Here I am, not allowed, not able to go on the road. And starting this Nick Vujicic podcast, I'm going to say it in my own words. I'd love to hear your kind of verbiage on us still trying to find my voice on a podcast, YouTube, Spotify platform, even though I've had 12 million social media fans to learn it, to right. understand it, to get into it. You've been really helpful for me to do that. And I feel that it's fun every time that you do something, that it's always about impacting someone else's life. And that's the,
right.
the first and foremost thing for those of you who haven't subscribed to the Nick Vujicic podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, check it out, subscribe to it.
Yes.
And being able to be a platform to inspire other people with not just my story or monologue content, but other people's stories. It's been fun to even mention Storyville Coffee. Gus, you know who Storyville Coffee is in Seattle.
I have some at home.
Yeah, the best coffee, and they give away the majority of their net profits to rescuing right. human trafficked people. In fact, they're an official ad on the monologues. Guys, if you actually want to check out coffee that gets delivered to your own door, K-cups, whole beans, and espressos roasted in Oregon on the Pike. There's a beautiful coffee shop. Check out Storyville Coffee. In fact, if you want to try it out and subscribe on a monthly basis, I've got a promo code just for you, my listeners, 50% off your first shipment order.
Yes. The
special promo code is Nick. Check it out. And that's why I love, like, I eventually want to get John Phelps, on an interview. So people are inspired by someone who says, yeah, I feel like I want to start a cash machine to rescue human trafficked people around the world using coffee. That's so inspiring, and we're waiting for the right time for that. But
right.
I'm so excited about the Nick Vujicic podcast on those levels. You seeing me on the road and doing what we've done to now kind of finding out what I'm doing without being on the road. Gus, you're helping me on the production level. You're not writing the content, but you're helping me on the production level. What are you most excited to maybe see or even witness me discovering about the Nick Vujicic podcast platform?
Right. Thank you for that. That's a great question. And even before that, I want to say, like, this has been a team effort, a team project, and I'm just one small piece, a pawn in the puzzle. And it's been amazing to see how we've all come along together to come and bring this into formation. And like you were saying, people have been asking you for over a year to do this, right? And I don't think they understood, because I take a look at your calendar and I was like, I don't even know how he breathes. Where is the time on the schedule to breathe?
To do just one episode.
And exactly. And at the time it might have been, it was not impossible, but it would have been a lot of work. It would have been a lot of effort with all that you have already had scheduled and the things that you've already committed yourself to, which you're great at. You know, you commit yourself to something and you do it. And I think at the beginning of March, even before quarantine started globally, you were already talking about slowing down more and being more intentional about it, right? And doing the Nick Vujicic podcast. And then quarantine happened. And right at the week we were starting this, and it all depends on how people see it. And I'm so grateful that I was a part of this, because you took it as a blessing. Like, all right, I'm intentionally stopping now. I have no choice. And we're going to do this. And we did it. We did it. Like, we came along with your family and some friends, and it happened. Like, we started this. And it's been something that you've been wanting to do, you know, and people have been waiting for you to do, as we've been seeing just like the comments and the subscriptions and people on YouTube. And that's been exciting, because why I think it's exciting is because having been with you on the road and having heard countless speeches where I could even go up and fill in some of the blanks on the stories. I was like, oh, I heard the story. And, you know, and it's exciting to hear stories I don't know, you know, and you get to share those on your podcast. You get to share experiences that I haven't heard, even though I've been with you 7 years. And those are encouraging. Those are motivational. And more than just for myself, I think that for those who have joined you on the podcast, on your channel or on Spotify, et cetera, I think people have been able to receive and hear things that you have had kept in your mind and your heart, and things that you have just learned in your life. And now you're finally releasing it for people to have the treasures of the things that have helped you throughout your own life. And so I think that the more that happens and the more that you've cultivated in your own life throughout these years, you know, because we, for example, like even before I didn't know you, I saw you on YouTube or I saw you at some event. And other than that, we don't get a glimpse of who Nick is. And the podcast, as well as Leadership Now podcast segment, is a good way for all of us to get portions of things in your life that we can get inspired by, get motivated by, and honestly, without a lie, it has helped. And some of those portions for sure have been, as I'm editing them, I'm sitting there, I was like, wow, this is really good. This is good for me to hear. So to hear it twice is good.
I'm glad, Gus. No, thanks for sharing that. As you know, going around the world, one of the highlights is not just the, well, for those of you who don't used to travel a lot, travel as much as we did gets old real quick.
Yes.
And so it's great though to experience food, culture, people, places, you know, 74 countries. It's been awesome. 37 years old. But man, it's the people that you meet. I think that right. That is always more than 50% of any highlight that I could ever say personally. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, Gus, that I warned my inner circle about coronavirus back in January.
Yeah.
And I watch the world news and I have friends in over 40 countries. And I had a pulse on this fear before everyone. And because of the network of friends that I have around the world, I'm looking forward to bringing in a future segment, Knowing Our World, yes. Which is going to be a really cool insight, an angle, a unique perspective that I can bring to the West audience, really, where people don't really know what I know. Yeah. And it's only because I know people on the other side of the world that I know what I know. And so from good things to bad things, right now, the imminent danger of a mass starvation in third world countries right now, where there is this quarantine measure that's a little extreme, in my opinion, in some places in the world. Without getting political, just being aware of how global leaders are being challenged, how are they getting through that, whether they're a vice president of a country or a corporate CEO or a speaker or an author or just someone that I know that I think, you know, we need to share their story in that part of the world for the world education. It's something that I'm so thankful that my kids are going to have a lot of, the awareness of the global social awareness, if you will. And so I'm excited about that. And then you also mentioned the Leadership Now series with Christine Grimm. For those of you who do not know, it's every Wednesday for about 40 to 60 minutes. Sometimes we have special guests of the CEOs that she personally coaches, CEOs to come that I am friends with personally as well, just to bring in that leadership aspect as well. How do we navigate these uncharted waters? How do we, you know, motivate our teams during times of fear and anxiety and where uncertainties, the biggest factor of the unknowns is how long it's going to remain an unknown. And so I'm really excited. Christine Grimm, for everyone who doesn't know this, Nick Vujicic, the motivational speaker, needed his own coach for the last 6 years. I've been so, so blessed from Aria Consulting, founder and president. She's consulted with CEOs and companies that are anywhere from a startup to a Fortune 50, not just 500 Forbes magazine article that she did for many, many, I think several years now. But she's an awesome person that you can see that I have a friendship with Chris. And that comes across really well in our Leadership Now series. So check it out. That's on the same Nick Vujicic podcast channel. And tell me, well, why don't you tell our audience how little I know about LinkedIn, and we are in the infancy, to tap into, from what I've understood, where we're going to now segment LinkedIn and Twitter more to the business leaders. Tell our audience about that, please.
Yeah, adding to that Leadership Now segment, as I'm sitting there and I'm editing, I'm taking in, like, I don't take it out in a notebook and take notes because I'm working. But I got to tell you, like, I realize, like, these are things, these types of portions that you do with Christine and you alone, and then those with CEOs that she brings in, these are talks that people pay hundreds to thousands of dollars for, to get for their companies, for their employees or CEOs and coaching. Yeah. This is very priceless stuff that you guys have been releasing. And at the same time, I as I'm sitting there, I was like, man, this is gold right here. And like you were saying about your children, like, this is even like an inheritance for business owners. Like, hey, I have something to dig into. And this is part of that, the Leadership Now segment with Christine. And that's been amazing to work alongside both of you guys and hear it, hear the stories, hear the CEOs and their experiences. And as we're now navigating into LinkedIn and Twitter, we're being intentional, right, about reaching out to those CEOs and companies and making this known. Because I would say this is one of the reasons why we're doing this live. Many people don't know that this is available to them. And the CEOs that they might have never heard of, that they can get from, like, these nuggets of, like, I needed that. I needed to hear that for my business. Yeah. Or for this month to keep going, right? To find the motivation to keep going. Now they can find it on the Nick Vujicic podcast, the Leadership Now segment. And that has been incredible. And so as we're going on LinkedIn, I just want to encourage you, look up Nick Vujicic and follow him. Request the follow on there and I will help you. I'm on the other side helping Nick with those requests. And yeah, and we're our hope is that More than the promoting of Leadership Now, we are really wanting the CEOs and the companies to get equipped to find, like you said, one of your recent episodes was called Keep Rowing. And it's like, how do you keep rowing? How do you keep going when things look like they're at a standstill? And people need to hear this. We all need to hear this. Whether you're in business or you're serving at a nonprofit, or even for family members, even for husbands, like, how do I keep going? Like, where do I find the motivation to keep rowing, to keep this boat going?
Yeah, no, I love that. You know, men and women alike, whether you're a CEO, small business owner or not, there's a lot of principles that we cover every week on that. And I'm so excited to keep that going. Now that I'm kind of settling in Texas, I'll be, I think in August, we're really going to, you're going to see a lot more engagement on my social media. We're going to be launching the LinkedIn. So please follow me on LinkedIn. And we're going to let you know as well on the nickvujicic.com website. If you go there right now, please sign up for that newsletter. You get some videos that are not found anywhere else. And I'm going to be restarting that again soon. But the other thing I want to say, like, it's really bizarre, like, transparently, we used to get dozens and dozens of filtered already invitations for me to speak around the world. And we've probably only done maybe one or two virtual live events a month in the last 3 months. And we just want you all to know, the small and medium business owners, I feel like there's going to be a shift of me going from motivational speaking to coaching. Whether it's coaching you one-on-one virtually or live face-to-face in Dallas area, or even if it's in Houston or Austin, we'll figure it out. But Dallas, it's easy for me to get there. And we're going to be now presenting an offer for smaller and medium-sized companies, even large companies, hopefully we'll get some of them, where from August onward, you're going to see another version of nickvujicic.com. We're going to add in an item of me coaching you one-on-one or signing me up for 3 months to actually motivate different departments within your company. Yes. It's one thing to be a motivational speaker. It's another thing to be told by a CEO, hey, this is this department. These are three problems that we have. We have lack of motivation here, here, here. Help us move the needle on that. And so instead of a company spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for an event, you now have a first-class speaker, if you will,
right,
snipering in exactly on where you need to move the needle on something. So I'm so excited about that. Gus, you know this. I don't know any of this. Social media collaboration. Tell everyone kind of what we're trying to do as well, if there's anyone interested to collaborate with us on a social media level.
Yeah. And, you know, as we've seen this transition in the season globally, and Nick is available on his social media platforms for collaborations with other businesses or brands or even products in that sense. And one of the ways or one of the best places you can contact us would be at an email or on your website. The email is info@nickvujicic.com. And the reason why the collaborations is because we want to work together with other companies and other businesses that are doing great work or good work or have products or services, not just across the states, but globally, that are helping others, individuals or families or other businesses that might want to get involved in having someone, like you were saying, like a first and world-class motivational speaker and coach as Nick, behind that would be amazing. It really helps. And Nick, if I could, I want to ask you a question as you were saying about these collaborations and what you were talking about coaching. I think some people get to a point of thinking, especially CEOs, right? They might get to a point of like, well, I'm more successful or I'm too successful to have a coach. And some people might have missed it, but you have a coach. Nick Vujicic has a coach. And what would you say to people who are saying, why collaborations and why would I need a coach? Why do I need somebody alongside me to grow any further?
Such a great question. One of our first initial podcast series on the Leadership Now, that was one of the things that we really unpackaged. But on a high level, Gus, you know, first of all, it's one thing to have, and I'm still doing virtual events for small and medium companies on a fraction of a price that I would normally charge in person. But it's one thing to understand motivation and separate that to having someone else that you can talk to freely, that is not associated within the organization. You know, it's the perspective of a situation is always different from the outside looking in instead of someone else on the inside. You're always going to have opinions and suggestions and ideas and advice from people. But when you have a coach, like the coach that I have, like Christine Grimm, she brings a whole new perspective with experiences to say, hey, well, time out. Because what I've realized is whether you're struggling or whether you feel like you're in a season of success, there's always a story that you're telling yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to play the victimization card when things are going bad. And then it's really easy to lose the hunger to get better at what you do when everything's going good.
Yeah.
And when things are going good, it doesn't mean, though, that you get more than you get more of what you love. And it doesn't mean that you're still striving to find that balance between me and my relationship with my employees, me and my relationship with my spouse, me and my relationship with my family, and then me doing the things that fill up my soul and my spirit and having that balance. I couldn't do it without a coach to help me to just bounce even ideas off or hear what do they know about this and this and this. What's the word on the street in the network on that leadership level? or anticipation. It's so great to have a friendship with someone that says, hey, cut the BS. Let's get straight to what's going on in you. And most of the time, it's you realizing I'm going to point the finger at me, not a situation, not a person, not a nothing. It's me. What do I need to work in me, in my leadership? And understanding that when I do make that more sharp within me, that positive impact trickles down throughout the whole organization and is felt. So you can't afford not to have a coach, in my opinion. Just like you can't afford not to spend money on a babysitter to improve your marriage because your marriage needs time together. I'll leave this one thing, you know, with people. What's one thing that I'm doing well to keep on doing? What's one thing that I'm not doing that I should start doing? And what's one thing that I'm doing that I should stop doing? And on the leadership level, I mean, we know that the large companies can only handle about two or three big pivots or changes within an improvement layer within the organization. Imagine if you had somebody do that for you personally, to balance business, family, and you to be happy and maintain integrity.
Yes.
You know, challenge you, keep you accountable, and make sure that you're the best you, so then your company and its employees can thrive to its maximum.
That's so good, which I've seen it, right? And when we were recording in the studio with Christine, how she can take a situation of your business or the nonprofit and look at it objectively with no emotion tied to it, and look from the outside in and give it to you straight, you know? And that's what the Leadership Now segments are, right? She just gives it to you straight. It's real coaching in real time. And so thank you for that. That's so helpful to know why we need coaches, why we need collaborations, why we need to work together, and why we need people looking from the outside in with that as well.
Exactly. And lastly, look, I can't coach anyone or tell my whole story without, you know, for me, from a personal point of view, it being also from a foundation of spirituality. So when you have your values based on your spirituality, everyone knows that I'm a Christian, you know, by faith. And, you know, inspiring people, it's all about always giving love and hope and encouragement and effective betterment for people to find, you know, the greater answers to life. And so for those of you who are in need of the spiritual aspect as well, I'm a founder and CEO of Life Without Limbs. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Southern California. And that's the one that a lot of people are monthly supporting our cause to go around the world and preach the gospel. And it's been phenomenal and fantastic. 15 years is what we just celebrated on 2nd of May, registered here in the USA since my move and from Australia. And it's just been an incredible journey where not only am I going on the circuit once it opens up again, but our largest crowd was in the hundreds of thousands of people with tens of millions watching live. And so check it out, lifewithoutlimbs.org. And for your own personal spiritual needs, we have one full-time person just reading through the prayer requests. Yes. If you have prayer requests, please go to lifewithoutlimbs.org for the spiritual needs. If you want to know where I get my joy and purpose from, or you want to see more of the resources and the activities of the nonprofit Life Without Limbs, Nick Vujicic Ministries, check it out. We have a prison ministry. We have a digital online ministry. We have a big Jesus tent ministry. We can't wait to pitch that back up in California. And we're just so glad, you know, to go out there with our outreach of prison, digital, and the live events, and then the prayer and encouragement. It's really, really awesome just to see people being inspired on a spiritual level. In the meantime, we've given away over $1.4 million to the poor and needy. So check it out, lifewithoutlimbs.org. We're so thankful for the team of anywhere between, well, it's 17 full-time and part-time employees. And give a shout out to Life Without Limbs too. Love you guys. But yeah, I'm just so excited, Gus, that we could just have this time, just kind of like a timeout, and let people know what's going on.
Right.
And eventually, this is just the beginning. We're scratching the surface of where we're going and having the interaction, having more social media engagement. I haven't really engaged in social media until recently. And so I feel like I'm going to need to get in a groove apart from the podcast. So if you have a question to ask me, you can email us as well at nickvojcic.com. Connect with us on all the social media channels. Please go to youtube.com/nickvojcic. Subscribe there for the next upload of the Nick Vujicic podcast. Gus, anything that you want me to cover or something you want me to say differently since we have the opportunity to say a lot?
I know. I think that was good. It's just to let people know that there are many opportunities for them to get content that you have never put out before, right? And things that you have been treasuring and the things that you are now finally saying out loud on camera and on a microphone, and people get to hear it and see that, and people can get involved at a business level or on a personal coaching level. I think it's amazing for us to know that, for the world to know that there are many aspects and facets to Nick Vujicic, right? More than the one that we see on YouTube. And so this has been amazing. This has been fun to see your face and see you again and talk to you.
It's awesome. You know, I just was in touch with Peter, who, for those of you who do not know, he's been a caregiver of mine for 5 years straight.
Yes.
Gus came back and forth. He moved to Hawaii and all that kind of deal. But it's been that in itself was funny how many times you've left and come back. That was awesome. And I'm so thankful, Gus, that we're going to be able to interview Peter. I don't know if it's going to be next week, but with the incredible things that he's been able to do in his wife with the foster care and adoption. It's just, I can't wait to just expand on things, not just motivation, not just leadership, but life.
Yes.
How we all can make a difference in the world, and how not one story is more powerful than another, and how we all have a story to share. And so, Gus, thank you for allowing me to go live on your page and helping us get the word out as far as what the new brand is. And I'd love to hear back from everyone. Please leave your comments below if you have any suggestions of topics or people you think that I should interview moving forward. And I'm curious the difference between what a live thing does compared to pre-recorded, and learning more from you, Gus, about LinkedIn, social media collaborations. And I hope that there will be some businesses that will be encouraged by this episode alone. And just thank you all for watching. And if you need some motivation, I also have a Rise Above online course at nickvojcic.com. If 30 minutes is not enough of just Nick time, we have roughly 3.5 hours of content, which will help you with the keys in how I changed my life from a life without limbs into a life without limits. Check it out, downloadable now on Rise Above. And, you know, some of those courses normally run at $500, $600 from other brands. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to give you guys a reasonable price on that. And check it out if you need some more motivation or encouragement there. Love you so much, Gus. And I love
everyone you,
watching. And I look forward to seeing what the Nick Vujicic podcast evolves into, morphs into, and the engagement on social media, what this could mean for the future in me traveling less but reaching the world. So thank you for helping me do that, bro.
Awesome. You'll love you, Nick. Thank you for the opportunity to do this with you.
No worries.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.